A Wyoming artist, James Jackson, has received a National Heritage Fellowship. It's the nation's highest honor that celebrates traditional and folk art. Jackson is most well known for his intricate leather carving and spent most of his career at King's Saddlery in Sheridan. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler sat down with Jackson in his leather shop in the Brinton Museum to talk about how his career has been infused with Wyoming's culture.
Tell me a little bit how you got started in the saddle working and leather work in particular. What about it interested you and made you want to pursue it for a career?
Well, when I started doing leather work, it was in my father's shop. And this went on all the way through high school. When I was a sophomore in high school, I started working at the old Ernst Saddlery. And that's where my father was the head saddle maker. Now, at that point in time, I was just getting out of high school. I was doing a lot of drawing and painting, and I wanted to pursue a career in the arts because working at a leather shop was just too much work. But as time went on, I really developed a love for working with leather, with the material. And I started building my own tools and doing various kinds of things like that. And after I graduated from the university, I went down to Denver for a few years and made a living as a painter, but I still maintained a leather shop as well. I always loved Sheridan, this area, and so I came back here. And when I came back, Don King wanted me to work for him, and I worked for King's Saddlery for close to 30 years.
How do you feel about like the National Endowment for the Arts recognizing the value in not only your personal work, but the entire trade you're a part of?
I think maybe the reason that they found my work interesting, at least I hope so, is the fact that my work, I try to draw it directly from my experience in this particular culture in Wyoming. It's a slow process. But as you work and over the years, you tie more and more of your culture into the type of work that you do. It's hard to explain how a tooling of flour and leather talks about your culture, but it does. The things I've built over the years, there's a lot of long hours, a lot of hard work, and I tried to absorb as much of the culture as I possibly could. The arts have a way of telling us who we are. So for me, being recognized on the national level like that is wonderful.
Like you said, you're retired from King's. What are you doing now, and how do you see your art progressing in the future? What are your plans?
You know, I can't retire. It's not the way I am. I've always had a need to produce work, and there's this creative need inside of me somewhere to want to create and build things and work. It's a stimulation for my mind and for my soul. I was very fortunate because the Brinton, when I left King's, they said, well, come out here a few days a week and do have your little shop and do kind of an educational kind of thing. I've been doing some other things as well as doing the leather work. So I'm helping to curate some shows because I worked as a curator at the university, and the director here, Ken Schuster, knows that. So he taps into my curatorial experience as well. So those things continue on, even though I'm getting to be an older guy. I still want to do these creative kinds of things and continue on in that direction.
Thank you, James, for sitting down with me. And again, congratulations on the fellowship.
Well, thank you, Catherine. I appreciate your interest in my work, and it's been lovely talking with you.